Hey guys, this is the Dream SMP Talk podcast. This is the first episode, and it's called the Talk of the Wilbur Sun. Today, basically, we'll be talking about this episode. It's called The Talk of the Wilbur Sun. We'll be talking about Wilbur's lore character and just him as a person in IRL in real life. So, the first thing we're going to talk about on this podcast of this episode is going to be about Wilbur's lore character. So if you're not caught up with the Dream SMP lore, as I said before, you're not going to like this, and it's going to be spoilers. So if you don't mind spoilers, you can stay. But I just don't want anyone to get mad, you know. But Wilbur's lore character, as we all know, he just came back from the in-between or whatever, as, you know, Tommy Innit calls it. And it's really cool. Like, this lore is getting huge. But they haven't done a lot of lore lately, and I'm not going to say anything about it. But this is about Wilbur. I'm sorry, I keep getting sidetracked. So, as we all know, Wilbur Sutt is his lore character is, like, psychotic, like, crazy, and he's been crazy, but Ghostbur, oh my god, that's a whole different story. He's adorable, and he's so nice, and I feel bad for Friend, because he just lost his owner. He doesn't know who Wilbur Sutt is, like, Alive Burr is, and just, oh my god, it's, like, driving me crazy, because I don't know what's going on, and it's so cool. I think that he's been in there for like 13 and a half years, I think. Like, I don't know, I don't really pay attention to those little details, but I think he's been in for 13 or 12 and a half years. But yeah, when Phil broke the news to Fundy was like, I want to go meet him, but also, like, I can't, and, like, he's not on right now, like, I can't go see him, because I'm too scared to, but I think he was supposed to be on, but, you know, other things come up, and that's not that big of a deal. Like, you gotta put the other things before Minecraft, but, it's just, I feel like Fundy's gonna go crazy, and Tommy's gonna go crazy, because he's like, I know you're like my brother. I don't know. Wait, I can't do a British accent, so I'm not gonna do it. But he's like, I know, but like, I know he's my brother, but you know, I can't deal with him anymore. He's like going crazy, all that kind of stuff. And just, oh my god, it's like driving me bonkers. Sorry, I'm covering up. I'm freezing my room right now. But, like, his lore character is a little cuckoo in the head, so. And Wilbur's, like, Aliveburr is, I think right now he's just, like, searching the Dream SMP, figuring out what changed. He doesn't know what Lemaidburr is, and he doesn't, like, know any of the new things. Like, he thinks that Pogtopia is still a thing. And he thinks Lemaidburr is still a thing. And it's just kind of sad. Right now it's just the Dream SMP, because, like, the Dream SMP, there's Las Nevadas, Kinoku Kingdom, the Badlands, and all that kind of stuff. And there was Manberg, but that's not a thing anymore, I don't think. But yeah, now it's just in Dream SMP. But yeah, it's just, oh my god, this lore is, like, driving me insane. I don't know what's going on. Hi, Poseidon. Poseidon's my leopard gecko. He's looking at me right now. Hi, dude. Do you want me to turn off your light? Yeah, I'm gonna have to wait a little bit, alright? It's early. Alright. Good boy. Please don't look at me, you're scaring me. Anyways, so, sorry for that little interruption. Okay, he's still looking at me. I don't really care. But yeah, Wilbur's lore character is like Aliveburr. Sorry, as I should say, Aliveburr. It was so sad. Oh, God. it was so sad when Ghostbur went to the prison to go see Dream, and Tommy just came up alive, and he's like, back up right now, or I'll, let me out right now, or I'll bring back Alive Burr. And Tommy was like, just go get Wilbur, just go get Ghostbur. And it was so sad. I was like, oh no, because Ghostbur was like, Tommy would promise me I'd be okay. Imagine how mad Ghostbur is gonna be at Tommy. I feel like he's gonna forget, because he forgets like traumatic things that he goes through, and he remembers only the happy things. He doesn't remember the sad things. And yeah, it makes me sad, like truly sad. But like, I'm not going to, I can't like do anything about it, like, because it's supposed to be sad and all that kind of stuff. But I heard, like, I don't really watch Wilbur's live streams, like when he's not doing lore. And I don't really watch his live stream because he's not usually live when I'm like open. Like, I'm usually at school while he's live. But I'm always live. I'm always watch Rainbow's lives and Tubbo's lives. Because Tubbo goes live all the time. But when Wilbur goes live, I'm always in school or I'm busy or something like that. And it's just the worst timing ever. So I just watch the VODs. But, he is so... I watched him once when he was playing GeoGuessr with Ronbu and Tubbo, and I think maybe George. Yeah, he was playing with George. There, I think he might have been playing with Aunt Frost. I don't know. It's not... I forgot. But yeah, I just watched him play GeoGuessr, and it was really funny because they would play with like their random audience members, and it was really funny. And then one time I watched them play they played Jackbox, like all the Jackbox party boxes and all that kind of stuff. Like, Wilbur's a good guy. You can tell he's a good guy. I saw a TikTok where this one person was like, they went to a vacation in England, in Brighton, and they lived right, they think that they lived right across from Wilbur, because it looked like Wilbur. He was as tall as Wilbur, he had the same glasses as Wilbur, like the same haircut, and everything's Wilbur. Not to mention, Wilbur's hair is getting long, and I don't really care, like, it's not my decision to say that. I like his hair long. And the way, like, I like his glasses, it fits him more. Like, it fits his lore character for some reason. Like, the glasses that he always has been wearing just reminds me of just his lore character. I don't know why. Probably because he was, you know, was he wearing those glasses when he blew up Lumanberg? Because I don't remember what he looked like. I just remember he was wearing, his hair was short then. And then, like, I love his songs. I think his song was playing. I think his song either is or was playing on the podcast. But yeah, I think that's going to be about it for the podcast for tonight. So, have a good day, evening, night, whatever. Have a good night, good evening, good day. And I hope you tune in for episode 2. I don't know what that one's going to be called, but yeah, have a good night. Or day or evening again. Bye.